most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep that eye single, learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus in, deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you, of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. Go to a fucking bar. What's everybody talk about? What their company's doing, what their boss is doing, what their coworkers are doing, what their aunt's doing, what their mom's doing, what their dad's doing. Nobody fucking cares, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, they worry about what they execute on, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, so you've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information. You should be grinding and you're looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. Whatever your hands find to do, execute, execute, execute. You gotta learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. You wanna kill haters? You wanna shut them down? You wanna kill noise? Nothing succeeds like success.
No coach, no trainer, no boss can do it. You versus you.
Decide that you're going to push yourself. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this what I do well and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
Never, ever allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed when you've worked your ass off to get it. You decided all the clubs, partying, hanging out, popping bottles with models, and all that shit, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing, playing basketball, shooting on weekends while everybody else is clubbing and hanging out. You got your focus right.
Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. Selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
There's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just sweat equity.
What is it that will make it worth it for you to face the rejections, to brainstorm and not be intimidated and say, I can do this? What is it that will make it worth it for you to raise the bar on yourself and say, I've got some more stuff in me? What is it that will make it worth it for you to make know your vitamin, that you become empowered by it? What is it that will make it for you when you want to give up and things are working against you? What is it that will help you get back up again?
Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold, buy the dream. You can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. But if you decide my will cannot be bought, I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price, or can you not be bought?
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it.
I don't want to be that person that's great when everything is going all good, but when something goes wrong, they flee and they want nothing to do with it. I want to be that person that's going to show up rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to give you everything they got. You got to take my life before you take my drive. I'm talking concrete commitment. I'm talking a commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because character is not something we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight it. We got to build it. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of failures, we got to get up every single day. We got to fight for peace. We got to fight for happiness. We got to fight for joy.
Focus on how your life will be better and what your life will look like when you get what you want. You do this, and your brain will think that by helping you get what you want, you're moving away from pain and towards pleasure. Greatness isn't achieved by that one massive thing you do. It's those tiny little consistent baby steps we take every single day that add up to achieving that goal. Amazing things happen when you believe you have something. Your brain actively goes out to make it happen. Believe that you can do it and work hard to get it, and it's yours.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different. You walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're going to have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're going to feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are gonna think you're crazy. And sometimes you're gonna think you're crazy. You're gonna question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize.
You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You gotta start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence, build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over. But I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands, and you're depressed and you lost loved ones and you've been through heartaches and it's not the best time of your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believed that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believed that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believed that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody anywhere at any time if you just believed that.
So you've got to decide, you've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start saying, wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world.
Every decision you make every single day matters. The easy choice makes life hard. The hard choice makes life easy.
You must work harder. You must be willing to do the right things in order to have a life that will actually make you feel fulfilled in the long run.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory,
then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
But during those struggles, we often consider quitting. Processing information becomes really hard in the middle of feeling that pain. The pain overwhelms, stopping rational thinking.
Your brain resorts to fight or flight. So when you give up, your mind signals it's done, limiting its expansion.
No growth occurs when you surrender. Toughness cannot be found in a comfortable setting. You must immerse yourself in an unfamiliar, disordered state where you struggle and feel overwhelmed. Life becomes like drowning. The cold becomes unbearable. The desire to return home intensifies. In that crucial moment, you must defy those instincts, saying, "You know what? No, I'll find a way to adapt. I'll find a way to overcome this." When you do that, you're regaining control of your mind, restoring a proper perspective, reaffirming your desire to be there in the first place. These pivotal moments will happen constantly. You must learn to master them. Because if you succumb to any of these moments, you won't become whatever the hell you aspire to be. When you declare, "This sucks, I'm suffering, I'm miserable, I feel broken, but I'm not leaving," your mind realizes you're fully committed. So it expands, it grows, and it strives to overcome this damn thing. It realizes that we have to figure this thing out. Once you get to that point, you will find the strength to pull it out, no matter what.
It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter if I'm tired. It doesn't matter if I'm sore. It doesn't matter what is going on with me. Because no matter what, I'm gonna go execute.
See, in competition, everybody's a fucking dog. Don't worry about yourself when you fucking get tired. Worry about what the competition's thinking about. Because they're looking for that chink in the armor. They're looking for that one slight thing that you did that shows them that you're being a bitch, you're tired, you're exhausted. Maybe you put all the fucking work into your craft. They're looking for it. Don't make them find it. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begin. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough? It's not going to be easy, and you have to be patient, and you have to put in the fucking time. You talk to me about 3 months, how you fucking worked your ass off for 3 months and it wasn't recognized. That ain't nothing. It takes real fucking time and real commitment, and it takes that every single day. It takes a conscious effort to be more valuable, to be better than the next guy every single day, and that shit is not easy. When you're at 1% and you keep pushing and you go beyond having 1%, you are going to start to realize how much mental comes into play, how much success in anything comes into your ability to expend effort when energy just isn't there.
I need you to go harder than you've ever gone before. I need you to be more dedicated than you've ever been before. I need you to be more committed than you've ever been before. I need you to tap into a level of sacrifice that you've never tapped into before. That's why you meet some people, they just won't be denied mentality. That's why you meet some people, you gotta take their life before you take their drive mentality.
What makes successful people successful is what they do when they don't feel like it. It's what you do when you don't feel like going to the gym and you're dragging ass and you would rather eat a piece of dog shit than go to the gym. It's what you do when you show up to work and you want to burn down. The reason I'm successful is because I execute whether I have the fucking fire or whether I don't have the fucking fire. And you guys have got to start cultivating the ability to have discipline. What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Those are the things that make up success, and that's discipline. You have to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know it needs to be done.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't have the equipment or the gear. You're too busy and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies.
You cannot let your impulses govern and rule your life. I just don't want you to make the same stupid mistakes over and over and over again and call it life.
I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to edit, to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look at what you've done. You've built every single step to create this. No accidents. Just taking the easy road too many times, not getting up, not going for that extra rep, putting that extra mile in, the little inches of life that add up to be first place or forgotten.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was gonna do. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, but you look at your wife, you look at your kids, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice. I gotta get up and make it happen, even though I don't wanna get up and make it happen.
You're gonna wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're gonna wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much. This has everything to do with pride. You gotta take pride. I need you to give 120% and do it for the pride of who you are. Because life is gonna give you back what you give it. And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday, you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is gonna happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You gotta decide that you're gonna do something, and you gotta do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is gonna happen to you. If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up.
What does a $500,000 a year person do that $50,000 a year person doesn't do? He does everything he's supposed to and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He makes money a little bit more. He saves money a little bit more. There's no easy way to the top. If you want to win in this life, you got to do what you're supposed to and a little bit more, and you can't ever stop at the finish line. You know what you got to do to hit a golf ball like me? You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. You hit so many golf balls that your hands starts bleeding. Then you run up to the clubhouse, you wash that blood off your hand, you slap a bandage on it, and you go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, you'd love to hit a golf ball like me if it was easy. Well, nothing good comes easy.
I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude, and you can control your mindset.
You get one shot, you better make the kind of decisions that's gonna take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's gonna take you to the NFL. It's one thing to dream about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Almost everybody gets there. Almost everybody's over the hump. Almost everybody has it going. Almost is a way of life to almost everybody, but the winners, they do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to have achieved something unique and how glad they are that they didn't quit like everybody else.
And I'm telling you, you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button. If you were to make that one change, that one sacrifice, you would stop dreaming and start living it. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.
Time is limited. How many Wednesdays do you have left? How many months? How many weeks? How many years? How many minutes? That clock is ticking, and it's going to run out. There's people with dreams, incredible dreams, beautiful dreams, heartwarming dreams, but who executes? Without execution, those dreams are nothing. Without execution, those goals are nothing. Without execution, those ideas are nothing. Without execution, you become nothing.
How strong is your movement? What time do you wake up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? And how much time do you waste throughout the day?
The plan, the idea, the thought doesn't matter. If you want to win, you have to execute. So what are you doing with your time? Are you doing something productive? Are you moving towards a goal? Making yourself better? Or are you letting time slip by, wasted, consuming garbage with no purpose and no point? Stop wasting time and get after it. It's little decisions that put you on the right path.
Are you working out today or sleeping in? Are you studying today or wasting time? Are you making yourself better today or slacking off? When you make your decision, make the right decision.
What would happen to your life if you decided to stop counting the costs? If you started doing whatever is required? If you stopped holding yourself back?
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
You got to get to the point where you don't care how it feels. You don't care whether you want to do it, whether you don't want to do it, whether it's easy, whether it's hard. None of that matters. All that matters is that you get it done every single day. You do whatever it takes.
So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing you're 10% just getting off the couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
When you get to that point, it's not just a mindset. It becomes a fucking lifestyle. You become an unstoppable disciplining machine, and you create a life of greatness.
That's why I'm successful. I got that dog. After 20 years of doing it, I still got that dog. And with that dog, I execute. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do. And that's how you get to the next level.
If you want to be great, if you want to reach a level others will be measured by, you've got to be willing to work every single waking hour. You've got to be obsessed. You've got to be willing to get it done or die trying. Rest when you must. Recover when needed. But don't ever stop grinding. Never take your foot off the gas. Never stop. Never quit. You got to dedicate every single hour of every single day, of every single week, of every fucking year for many years to reach greatness.
When you are consistently hammering on that project, on that goal, on that dream, you will no longer be dreaming about success. You'll be living it.
The thing that's different about people who win consistently across the course of their life is that we expect the wins to happen all the time. They don't come as a surprise. Wins don't shock winners. They aren't amazed when they got a win any more than Michael Jordan was amazed when he hit a game-winning shot. That's what he expected. That's what we focused on. That's what we acted to do. That's what we worked to do. And because of all those things, we expect to win every time. Zero exceptions. True winners, they never lose focus. They always focus on the goal. They always focus on the process, and they always focus on being the absolute best that they can. The greatest of all time, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the Kobe Bryant's of the world, they might celebrate hard, but they don't celebrate long. Come Monday, come the next morning, they're back at it. They're focused, they're undistracted, they're driven, they're enjoying their progress, they're enjoying their wins, but they're not over celebrating them. And that's the attitude you have to have toward a single victory if you want to make it a lifestyle and a lifetime of winning.
When you want something in this life, don't expect everyone to support you. Don't expect it to make sense to everybody. No. Many people will push back against your ideas for your future, many of which will be your own friends and family. They'll laugh at you. They'll doubt you. They'll call you stupid. You can't listen to these people. You've got to listen to yourself. You've got to have a voice inside yourself that is so strong that it speaks louder than all the crap people talk to you.
Because if you just sit there and accept everything that's thrown at you, life will trample you. It'll kick dirt in your face and tell you you're no good.
Don't let this negative world beat you down. Don't let it win.
At some point, you gotta start standing up for yourself. At some point, you gotta start fighting back.
Get away from all these people who ain't doing nothing with their lives. These people are toxic. They'll attack you on your journey. They'll actively work against you. These people's opinions of you ain't none of your business. You are the only one who dictates how far you can go. The possibilities for you are unlimited. If it's building a business, starting a career, traveling the world, making a difference in society, you can do whatever you believe you can do.
He who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't are both usually right.
You've got to build your level of self-confidence to a point where when they fight against your ideas, it only adds fuel to your desire to win.
Many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you'll want will be denied. Many jobs you apply for, they'll reject you, and most people will give up. But you've got to decide within yourself that I'm going to be fearless. I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to accept failure as my final result. And I'm going to go all out to get it. I'm going to give it everything I possibly have. No obstacle, no challenge, no person is going to keep me from my dream.
Don't allow the opinions of others to shut you down. When they talk, you go hard. When they doubt you, you shut them up with your results. The best revenge in life is massive success.
Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your dream. If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never been to before, you'll achieve more than you could ever imagine.
And when you're going through bad times, I want you to remember, you're not being buried, you're being planted. You may be underground, but you're not buried in this mess. You're planted in it. And when you're planted in it, you should expect to come back up again. And when you come back up, you'll be completely transformed by the experiences that you've endured.
When you're going through pain, you're not suffering. You're building strength, you're building resilience, you're building perseverance, you're building everything it takes to win.
When you have fear, fear makes you think in a way you shouldn't be thinking and makes you do stuff you shouldn't be doing. But when you have faith, you don't need to know what you're up against. When you have faith, you don't need to know how much it's gonna take. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on working on your dream. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity right now with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
You gotta believe within yourself that you are the one. You are the one to make it happen. You are the one to succeed. You are the one who will be living their dream. You gotta feel that you're entitled to this, that you're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. Now is your moment.
You gotta stand up inside yourself and tell yourself, I can do this. I can handle this. I can overcome anything that comes against me.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You can go further than you believe you can. You're more capable than you could ever possibly imagine.
When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what people have to say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, when you stop counting the cost of what it's going to take to reach your dream, it is done. When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
Oftentimes in our lives, when we're going through life and things will be going real well, we'll get hit in the face. Life will knock you right between the eyes. It'll come out of nowhere. It'll be stuff you can't anticipate.
You'll find yourself feeling stressed out. You'll find yourself feeling like everything is falling apart around you and within you. And you'll feel like you're being buried alive, buried in pain and tears and the uncertainty of your future. That experience will break so many people. Most people who go through that experience
will back away from their dreams and goals. They stop trying, they stop stretching, and they start shrinking into living a life below what was given to them by the universe. But there's a small number of people who know in their heart of hearts that no matter how much fire I have to endure, no matter how much heat I have to put myself through, no matter the number of beatings I have to take, it will all be worth it.
Because I know for a fact that if I can endure this process, if I can claw my way through this, if I can keep pushing onward and upward through all this, I will be left standing at the top of that mountain of success as a warrior, stronger than ever before because of that battle.
Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down, because it's not in falling that makes us failures. It's in not getting up that makes us failures. And you get to decide if you get up or you don't get up. Every horrible situation can either be the greatest moment for change or the worst moment that ruins everything. And the question is, will you let this failure make you or break you? You get to decide. Your hardship doesn't.
And you got to decide that you're going to be so relentless that you'll constantly look for ways to get through it. You'll constantly keep moving. You'll constantly keep getting better so that you are never stuck in one place for the rest of your life. You're going to find a way or make a way, and you'll stop at nothing to get it.
You've got to declare war against that trial, against that tribulation. And you got to say, no matter how many no's I have to face, no matter how much pain I got to put myself through, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, I will not quit. I will turn every single tragedy in my life into a victory. People won't even recognize me from all the improvements I'm about to make to myself and my mentality because of these hard times. I'm gonna come out of this whole thing as a diamond because of all the pressure I've fought my way through.
The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to create the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight, break through that barrier and create new ones for you. Get back up and live life, because every second spent not doing so is time wasted, time that you will never get back.
You gotta talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. When you feel that inner negative conversation saying you can't do it, when life keeps hitting you down to the ground and you got tears in your eyes, all I want you to do every day is just say to yourself, it is possible. If other people have done it, then I can do it too. This pain won't control me. I'm gonna harness it and turn it into something better.
And when it feels like that thing is telling you to quit, you look at it directly and say, I'm not going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me.
You've been through so much hell. Why would you even consider quitting now? You cannot quit now. You cannot quit now. You're so close to victory. You just gotta hold out a little longer. Go a little further. Try a little bit more.
And when you're talking about success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it is about stamina. It's about you declaring to yourself and the world, I will not be broken. You cannot take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. It's too late for giving up now. You should have broke me a long time ago, because I am unbreakable now.
It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's, you're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. Who are you on those days?
Of course, you don't feel like doing it. It's hard, whatever it is. And you rationalize and you justify and you make excuses like a high-priced defense attorney trying to win the case for weakness. And boy, I'll tell you what, that lawyer in your head is good. That lawyer knows just what to say. That lawyer knows all the legal loopholes and definitely knows how to sway the jury. So how do you compete with that? Don't play the game. Don't argue. Don't discuss. Don't negotiate. You tell that snake of a lawyer that's in your head to shut up. Tell him you don't want to hear it. Tell him you don't need to hear it because you are not the guilty party. You are in the right. You are on the side of strength and stability, and you don't need approval from this lazy lawyer to go and do what you're supposed to do.
That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's still grind, that's the separator right there.
You don't negotiate with the weakness in your head. You get your ass up, you get moving, and you get the after it, no matter how you feel.
What if for 10 years you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do? What would your life be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? Who knows how much more efficient you'd be? You could be 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient a human being can become when they just stop wasting all the possibilities that are in front of them.
But it takes you dealing with what you really don't want to do and doing them to the best of your ability every single time. You force yourself to execute when you know it needs to be done, setting aside your feelings about the action.
Only weak in life go after things and attempt things they already know they can achieve. You've got to do something you're not quite sure of. Try something new if you want to switch it up. That's where growth comes, man. That's where your body's forced to adapt, forced to suffer the discipline today, so you never suffer the form of regret tomorrow.
That thing that you have to do that you know sucks, well, the longer you wait, the longer it takes. Don't let that happen. Go on the attack, go get it done.
There's no room for half-assed attempts. It's a full throttle, no bullshit kind of deal. The kind where you look adversity in the eyes and say, bring it on. You see, greatness doesn't come to those who cower in the face of challenge. It's the prize for the relentless, the unstoppable. You force yourself to suffer the pain of discipline so you never suffer the pain of regret. Because that pain of discipline will last for minutes, but that pain of regret will last a lifetime. Do not allow that to happen. Do what's hard now and live an easy life in the future, investing in today for a better tomorrow.
Look in the mirror and declare on the part of you that's holding you back. No more excuses, no more procrastination, no more self-sabotage. That ends today.
You get pissed off when others let you down, but what about when you let yourself down? You give yourself a free pass. You're not where you should be financially, physically, mentally, and you just let it slide. That. It's time to hold yourself accountable. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself, no, no more TV, no more bullshit snacks, no more desserts. It's time to work out your body and your mind. Cut out the crap that's numbing you. Alcohol, not now. You can't handle distractions right now. You owe yourself more than that.
I challenge you for the rest of this year to push yourself like never before. Dive all in. Every second, every minute, every day, become consumed by that vision and let nothing pull you away from it.
Stop pretending you can have your way to greatness. Dedicate every breath, every ounce of energy, every thought to becoming what you want to be. Nothing great comes from comfort. Everything worth having comes from the uncomfortable, the struggle, the grind.
Night or day, it doesn't matter. What matters is your dedication. While your buddies are out there wasting their lives, you should be building yours. Success doesn't care about weekends or holidays, and neither should you. You work until you get what you want, and you don't stop until then.
Pain is temporary, but quitting will forever. You think champions have it easy? No, they fight, claw, and scream their way to the top. Every scar, every wound is a testament to their battle. Be that warrior. Be that that never backs down. So ask yourself, are you going to be a footnote or a legend? Will you let life happen to you, or will you happen to life? The clock's ticking and time waits for no one. Seize this moment, this day, this opportunity.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. The person that finishes the race with their hand held isn't it about how big they are, how tough they are, the potential, the perseverance. It's not about the dog that's in the fight. It's the fight within the dog. Well, yeah, it's a shit situation. I gotta go to work because I gotta pay the bills and support my family. But you know, it doesn't mean I have to shortcut my success in what I'm doing. I'll find a way to work this out. Even if you fail, you get back up and you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail, and ensuring you never fail to try.
Telling yourself that you don't need to go harder, or you don't need to do more in your job, or be more disciplined in the way that you live. If you tell yourself those things, that's actually a lie.
Because you know you can do more. You know you can be more. And that's the truth. That's the truth, and it eats you up.
When you get content, when you settle, somebody's chasing you, somebody's coming from behind, and somebody's trying to take your spot. And so every single day when you wake up, you gotta set new goals, new benchmarks, you gotta raise it higher and higher and higher so you can make your dreams become a reality.
No complacency. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight.
If you're a student in school, try harder, study harder, and focus more. You got this! That athlete that's out there and you're not training how you're supposed to, go 10, 15 minutes harder, 5, 10 more reps.
You have to work when no one's watching. You have to train like there is no tomorrow, day after day after day. You can improve just a little bit every day.
That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at.
You think I won't make it? Try me. I will stand up to any task, any day, anywhere. I've been a failure before. Now it's time for me to succeed. I've been without, and I'm hungry for success.
Am I satisfied? Not by a long shot. And I will not go quietly until the night. I will go kicking and screaming.
Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become content is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and act whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream. You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You got to. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 120. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day, and I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
Success is a very lonely road. There are very few people who are willing to go through the pain, the hardship, the sacrifices, the agony of the process in order to succeed.
It's these moments when you feel the urge to quit. You feel the urge to say to yourself, it can't be done. I don't think I can make it. I don't think I have what it takes.
This is the point where everything's gonna go south on you. And you're gonna think, this is it for you. This is how I end. This is the end of my journey. Now you have a choice. You can accept that, or you can decide, I will not be denied. This will not be it for my life.
At some point or another, you gotta make a stand. If you're gonna change, if you're gonna improve your life, if you're gonna improve your situation, you gotta make a declaration that I will not be stopped. I'm gonna do whatever it takes, and one way or another, I will win.
Instead of backing down, instead of giving into the struggle, you push yourself forward into the unknown. You have got to proactively prepare to catch yourself. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in, you reinforce your mind with positivity, telling yourself, everything is okay. I'm gonna get through this. This is not the end. This is only the beginning for me.
It's crucial to always be on the lookout for those moments when external factors threaten to sway our inner balance.
You've got to be your own biggest supporter. Stop letting outsiders get in your head. You got to pump yourself up. Remind yourself of all that you've been through before. And these things you're facing now, they're nothing. This isn't your first dogfight, and it won't be your last.
Everybody hits that wall at one moment or another. That wall shocks most people. That wall knocks the life out of most people. That wall is painful. But the thing that separates the average people and the people who win is how they respond to that wall.
Most people choose to give in. They can't handle the sting of being hit, so they fold. But there are some rare individuals who decide, I will not give up. I will not give in. And I will succeed. I will not allow the pain to beat me.
These are the people who know there is no gain without pain. There is no testimony without a trial. It is meant to be hard. That rough process is necessary in order to produce the great things in your life.
You have not seen the best days of your life yet. The greatest is still yet to come. And you must keep pushing yourself to move forward even when it hurts. Even when your legs want to give out and you're crying yourself to sleep at night and everything is fighting against you, you must keep fighting.
When it feels like the entire world is against you, I need you to reinforce your self-belief and muster yourself up, telling yourself in the mirror, you can do this. You can handle this. This challenge isn't bigger than you. You can get through this.
And when you get through this, you're gonna be bigger. You're gonna be better. You're gonna be bolder because you fought your way through it. It's only here to make you stronger.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you expect bad things to happen, that's what's going to happen. But if you expect the best, that's exactly the direction you'll head.
Your belief is what dictates the direction you steer your life. So you have to be consciously aware of the thoughts going on in your mind, focusing only on allowing positive, productive ideas to be dwelled on in your head.
This is how winners are made. They don't allow the idea of losing to sink into their brain. They reject any thought of failure, of loss, of decline. They focus only on making improvement. They focus only on the strategies and opportunities to make their lives and other people's lives better.
No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Willing to face defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, no matter what it takes, I will win.
It takes guts. You gotta dig down deep and gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen. Because you know that it's possible.
Your self-belief must outweigh others' disbelief. Your belief must be so strong that you block out the noise of everyone around you. And all you hear is your internal dialogue telling you, I can do this. I will do this. I must do this. And no matter what it takes, with every fiber of my being, I am going to win. If you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it. You can be it. You can do it.
You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably.
Take that leap of faith. Trust yourself and believe. And know within yourself that everything is going to be all right.
If you've got that drive, that inner fire, then there's nothing stopping you. You can have whatever you set your mind to, be what you dream to be, do what you've always wanted. It all starts with you, your motivation, your discipline. Harness that and the world is yours. Keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
The people that are running after their dream, they know they're gonna have hard times, but they keep on running. Because they're saying within themselves, I am the one, and I will win.
When you're working on a business or in life, things will always go wrong. That's the human condition.
Look, we've all been quitters, everyone.
Nobody's journey is seamless or smooth.
We all stumble. We all have setbacks.
The question is not if some of these things will happen to you. They will. The question is, what do we do next?
You've got to have resiliency.
If I don't quit, I can't fail. If I just simply don't quit, I cannot fail.
Hold fast. I know you want to give up. I know you want to quit. I know you're tired, but hold fast.
Some days, of course, I'll get tired. Some days, I will get beat up. Some days, I will get knocked down, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop. This is an everyday gig. Every day is a Monday. And you might not like that. Me, I love it. To me, every day is a beginning. A new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack.
You don't get this far. You don't get to this point and just stop.
Most people spend their life not wanting to deal with the pain of rejection, the pain of defeat, the pain of being disappointed, the pain of losing, the pain of failure, the pain of being criticized, the pain of not being liked, the pain. That's called life. Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yeah. But guess what? There's no gain without pain. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. The possibilities for you are unlimited. If you're in a rebuilding process, it's unlimited. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. Doesn't matter how many flops you've had. Now see it only as an investment of what you learn from life, of what's possible for you.
Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the pain. And if you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe. Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want? And if the answer is, whatever the fuck I have to, you'll get there in time.
It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. See, as long as you breathe, then you got a shot at your dream. And here's something you've got to resolve. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. You all can't open today, look out. I'm gonna come back and take the hinges off. That's how you gotta do that. You got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you wanna make it happen, it's you. But you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. We can point out many things that could make it inconvenient or can slow us down.
But ultimately, it's you.
When you start doing anything, the first step, you're excited. You're pumped up. You're going to be consumed with that thing you're doing. But a week into it, a month into it, a year into it, 5 years into it, many people begin to lose that fire. They get exhausted. They don't care anymore. They stop trying.
So they stop the daily tasks to move toward the goal, and they settle. They settle for, I guess it wasn't meant to be. They settle for, I guess I didn't want to. They settle for the easy road. They settle for mediocrity. They give up and they let it go. But I'm saying, no, you cannot be like that. You can't allow your dreams and goals to slip by like that. You must stay focused. Don't allow anything to pull you off your game plan.
If you don't finally get your focus in check, if you keep wandering around distracted, if you keep looking at every new thing that pops up in your feed, if you keep trying every single new opportunity, if you keep saying yes to everything, if you keep listening to everybody's complaints, if you keep doing whatever they ask you to do, at some point, you will lose your life. You must reclaim your attention and limit it down to the very few things you care about the most. Cut off anything else that doesn't support you.
Embed that long-term goal in your mind. Burn it into your soul. Think about it. Write about it. Talk about it. Hang it up on your wall. But most importantly, do something about it every single day. Start working a plan to get where you want to go and minimize everything else. Getting very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no. You tune out every voice and noise outside of yourself, and you lock your focus on this one thing, and you give it everything you've got.
What is it that you need to immediately stop doing in your life to take back control of your time? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? And what do you need to start doing? What do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be the best version of you?
Because whatever you spend your time on is what determines the outcomes of your life.
Disciplining yourself buys you freedom to do what you want.
Sacrifice leads, and gains follow. Don't bother looking for any gains when you haven't made sacrifices.
You gotta give stuff up in order to go up. So the question is, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to skip the parties, cut out the socializing, pass on doing the cool thing on the weekend with your friends?
Cause that's what it's gonna take! It's gonna take you dedicating every single moment, every single ounce of energy and effort you have to pull it off! Forget about balance! You have to be obsessed with the thing you want and don't allow anything to pull you away from it!
If you really want to win, pack your calendar! Because everything is based off of activity. The more you execute, the more results you will see. You break away from the pack by doing more than other people are willing to.
It's impossible for you to lose if you pack your calendar with tasks to be done every single day of the month, morning till night. You do that year after year after year, and you will undoubtedly become one of the greatest in whatever the you want to do.
A champion focuses only on the goal. They don't allow anything else into their mind that won't help them win.
And so if you want to be a winner, what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day has to change. What you're watching, what you're reading, what you're listening to, the conversations you're having. You must now be fully focused on your dreams and your goals.
And it all starts with what you're doing today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Today, when you're great, you don't just focus on a year. When you're great, you don't just focus on a month. When you're great, you don't just focus on a week. You focus on the 24 hours in front of you, and you work relentlessly to nail it.